So many verses in the Bible talk about the tongue. And that is something that I feel about that is very important if it's mentioned multiple times throughout the Bible. I got a couple of verses that I want to share with you guys. And hopefully you'll be able to take something from this sermon about the words that come from our mouth and the words that come from our tongue that we say. Our body is a pretty amazing thing. Never ceases to amaze me how smoothly our bodies can work. Having a couple of surgeries myself, it's impressive to me how quickly the body can heal itself. We often look at ourselves, we see our heart, our head, and our arms as more of the main important body parts that we have. This may be true, but I want us to look at a part of our body that can get us in a lot of trouble spiritually, our tongue. If we're not careful with the words that we say and the things that come out of our mouth, that is something that can get us into a lot of trouble. Look over in James chapter 3. James chapter 3, starting in verse 4. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Kind of compares our tongue to a ship in this verse. It's amazing how large a ship is, and yet that small rudder controls the whole ship. By turning it, the captain can control the whole ship and make it go in any direction that he wants to. And our tongue can be the same way with our words. With all the words that we say and come out of our mouth, it can make us who we are. It also alludes to our tongue acting as a fire. Start out so small, and yet our tongue can spread to others and spread throughout like a forest fire does. If we're not able to control the words that come out of our mouth, our tongue is controlling ourselves. And it's a scary thing to imagine that the words that we say are making us who we are. Not a good thing, because we're held accountable for every word that comes out of our mouth. Everything that we say, everything that we do, we're held accountable for. And if we are not watching what comes out of our mouth, we're going to run into trouble in the end. And it's so hard to do, as it says in verse 8, that no man can tame the tongue. This is not an easy task for us to do at all. Our tongue is full of deadly poison. It can be a hazard to ourselves and others if we are not careful when we use it and what comes out of it. Look over in Psalms. Psalms chapter 34. Psalms chapter 34 and in verse 13. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. We're warned in this verse right here to keep your tongue from evil. Don't let bad and evil things come out of your mouth. That's not going to help you one bit. A couple chapters over in Psalms chapter 39. Psalm chapter 39 and in verse 1. I said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle, while the wicked are before me. David, the psalmist of this chapter, knows what he's talking about. Have to be able to guard our ways, and don't let our mouth and tongue get us into trouble. It says that he will restrain his mouth with a muzzle. I mean, that's a pretty funny thing to imagine, a human wearing a muzzle. That's something you expect a dog to be wearing. But if it keeps you away from sin, maybe it's not a bad idea after all. And you know, in a couple of years, maybe that might come in handy with my kids, putting a muzzle on them if they're not quiet. That one's free. I'm not going to charge you for that one. I know at times with others, we can get angry and mad. And so we just start spouting off words, saying things that we're going to regret, not thinking about the true words that our tongue is saying. And at times like that, we could probably use a muzzle or two on us to get us to stop talking. Because, you know, once you cool down and you go to bed that night, you realize how hurtful those words are that you just said. The things you regret that came out of your mouth. How you weren't able to tame your tongue. How you let your tongue get the best of you. We have to be able to control it and not let those hurtful and spiteful words come out of our mouth. Going over the Proverbs, look in Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19 and in verse 27. This is a pretty important verse right here. Follow along with me. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 27. Cease listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. Last time I checked, it's pretty hard to listen if you're too busy talking all the time and running your mouth. Sometimes we just need to calm down and not say those words that later we might regret. Guard our mouth and be a lot smarter with the words that come out of it. Try and make the words that we speak worthwhile, words that we're not going to regret. As it says there, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. Make the words that come out of your mouth words of knowledge, words that people will remember, but not hurt them. Proverbs, back a few chapters in chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13, and in verse 3. Verse 3 reads, "He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens his lips shall have destruction." Sometimes it is just smarter to stay quiet, not say anything at all. Let those people around you who think they know it all, let them keep running their mouths and talking while you guard your mouth so that you are preserving your life. You can't say anything foolish if you don't say anything at all. Better to do that than to open your lips and have destruction fall upon you. One of my teachers in the class this year would always comment on how quiet I was in class. And he would always ask me, you know, why don't you speak? Why don't you speak up in my class? And this was one of the verses that I quoted to him. And he's like, quiet kid knows what he's talking about. And he left me alone after that. But it just goes to show that if you're quiet and you think before you speak, it will pay off because you're not just running your mouth about things you're not really sure what you're saying. You can't let words just come from our tongue. We have to be able to tame it and be careful with what we say. Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs chapter 21. This time in verse 23. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. If we simply just watch what comes out of our mouth, we can save our soul from a whole lot of trouble. Why it is so important to be careful and watch what comes out of our mouth. Because if we don't guard it, our tongue of all the things in our body can be one thing that can trouble our soul a lot. As small as our tongue can be, this baby right here can pack a lot of punch. If we're not careful what comes out of our tongue, it's going to get us into trouble. In Proverbs chapter 12, Proverbs chapter 12, and in verse 18. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. When I hear the first part of this verse, it makes me think about sometimes in movies where you sometimes hear a swear word said. That's kind of what it does. Speaks like the piercings of a sword. Those words that some people say when you hear them just run in their mouths, swearing, cussing, kind of pierces like a sword. It makes you cringe a little bit, like, why are they saying that? They have no control over their tongue. They can't tame it. Their tongue is controlling them. Then the second part, the tongue of the wise promotes health. If we're able to control our tongue, we can use it to benefit us. Or staying quiet and not saying anything at all. Well, when you have control over your tongue, it can actually benefit you in some ways. Jesus was so wise when he answered questions, because he was able to tame his tongue at all times and say precisely what he wanted to say. Even if the people were asking questions, trying to trick him to get him killed or leading him in the direction so that they would be able to take him into prison. There's an example of this in Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20. In these verses right here, he's talking to the Herodians and the scribes, and they're trying to question him and trick him into saying something that he might regret. We'll start reading in Luke chapter 20 and verse 19. And the chief priests and the scribes that very hour sought to lay hands on him, but they feared the people, for they knew he had spoken this parable against them. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous, that they might seize on him, on his words, in order to deliver him to the power and the authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Teacher, we know that you say and teach rightly, and you do not show personal favoritism, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, Why do you test me? Show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription does it have? They answered and said, Caesar's. And he said to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. But they could not catch him in his words, in the presence of the people. And they marveled at his answer, and kept silent. The Herodians and the scribes, I can just imagine them talking in a little group, thinking they were so sneaky for coming up with questions like this, trying to catch Jesus off guard after he's just been talking to the other people in parables about them. And they wanted him to say something bad against Caesar so that they would have something against him, and that way they would be able to put him to death. But Jesus, as it says in verse 23, he perceived their craftiness. He knew what they were up to. He knew that they were just trying to get him into trouble. And he used his words to get around it. And it caught them totally off guard with Jesus' answer. He knew exactly what they were up to, and he used his words and his wisdom to his advantage. Jesus had tamed his tongue, and he was able to answer all their rhetorical questions and leave them stunned and marveled. We're told about Jesus doing this in all four of the Gospels in different accounts, how he uses words to escape from tricky questions that the scribes and the Herodians and the Pharisees would ask him, trying to get him into trouble. But he knew what they were up to, and he used his words to avoid that. And we can do the same thing with our tongue also. If we just monitor extra close what is coming out of our mouth, think before we speak. I know at times I'll be singing a song, not thinking about the lyrics I'm saying, but probably just think before I start singing that song. It would save my soul a lot of trouble from singing a filthy song that I have had a tendency of doing in the past. Look again in James chapter 3. James chapter 3. I just want us to go over the verse I started with, and in verse 4. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a force a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. I like how it words it in verse 6. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body. Our tongue, if we're not able to control the words that come out of our mouth, one small thing can ruin the whole body. That's amazing to me. We cannot let our tongue control us. Don't think just because it's small compared to other things in our body, or maybe it doesn't play that big of an impact in your life, you don't think it does, at least. We have to be able to watch it, because our tongue plays a big impact in our life. One of the major ways we communicate through each other is with our words. And if the words that come out of our mouth do us no good, then it's going to get our soul into trouble. So let's pick the words that come out of our mouth carefully, not words that will get us into trouble, but guarding our tongue and being smart with the words that come out from us. There's so many verses in the Psalms and Proverbs, and I encourage you to go through them if you have time. You'll see time and time again the verses. I just picked out a few tonight. There's so many verses in those Psalms and Proverbs from when some of the most wise men in the Bible, that they have things to say about the mouth and the tongue, the thing, how big our mouth plays a role in our lives. Let's bow our heads, and I'd ask that you pray with me for just a second. Let us pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we love you so much. At this time, I ask that you would watch over everyone here, that you will guard our mouths, keep us from saying things that we might regret later. Please keep us from saying those things that do us no good and may hurt others, but instead, give us the wisdom to think before we speak. Don't let us just get caught up in a moment and say something that we might regret soon after saying it. Watch over us always and guard our mouths, so that the things that come out may be words that can benefit you. And if we can't say anything good at all, let's just not say anything at all then. We know that you are able to do anything for us, and please help us as we strive to do this. In Jesus Christ's name, praise prayer. Amen. At this time, maybe you have confessed that Jesus is the Son of God, and you have been baptized, but maybe the tongue is controlling you in your life. Your tongue is causing you to say things that you know you shouldn't be saying, and your tongue is getting you in a lot of trouble. Or maybe you are not yet a Christian and would like to be baptized. Why don't you come forward and stand as we sing the song selected.